It's 18 past 9 o'clock. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And Josh Benning is in the studio with us, as he is every Monday morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't look like Maynard, do I?
You're a little better looking than Maynard.
Thank you.
And I hope he's listening.
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow, taking a little time off. So
okay. Much needed. He's a busy dude.
He's got to take some time off sometimes. So.
Yep.
Hey, welcome. A beautiful Monday.
Yeah, you can tell that winter's over because road construction is about to begin.
Yeah.
On Highway 75, a bunch of road close signs are pre-placed, so
okay.
It looks like it's going to get started here soon.
Yep, for sure. So before we begin, Josh, I'll ask you about the Montevideo Veterans Home that's being built over there. How's that going?
That's going good. They gave a bunch of VIPs a tour. I don't know if I'm a VIP, but I was part of that tour.
Well, then you're a VIP.
Well, maybe, but it's on track to be completed in August and hoping to have the grand opening in September.
All right.
You know, the nursing home or the director of that facility is one Ashley Borman, you know, from Madison here.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yep.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
So how many beds is it? Do you know?
72.
72 beds.
Yep.
Okay.
They're going to offer a little bit of everything and bariatric care, secure wing for Alzheimer's and dementia, and it's going to be a nice facility.
That's right. I know I was over there when they broke ground or made an announcement of that large donation by that family in Clarkfield.
Oh, Williams.
Yeah, Williams family. And I was over there when that happened. So.
Yep, he's a friend of mine. Actually, his nephew is a friend of mine. We were classmates in high school. So,
all right.
So,
So what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, today, first of all, we're going to salute a veteran. Today we're saluting Sergeant Martin Lyle Quinamon. Lyle was born on June 20th, 1926 in Saragoto Township and passed away on January 4th, 2004. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 24th, 1951 in Minneapolis, was honorably discharged just shy of a year later on November 2nd, 1952 at Camp Atterbury, Indiana. He was part of Bravo Battery of the 933rd Field Artillery Battalion. Did a tour over in Korea and earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Korea Service Medal with two Bronze Service Stars, and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Lyle, for his service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep.
And
okay.
Today's topic is studies show VA healthcare is better than or equal to non-VA healthcare. This is a topic we've discussed probably annually. But the VA sent out a press release on May 8th discussing a recent study conducted by the Journal of General Internal Medicine and the Journal of the American College of Surgeons showing VA healthcare is on par or better than non-VA healthcare services. The Journal of General Internal Medicine and the Journal of the American College of Surgeons published articles based on systemic review of studies about VA healthcare, concluding VA healthcare is consistently as good as or better than non-VA healthcare. The findings come from a national review of peer-reviewed studies that evaluated VA on quality, safety, access, patient experience, and comparative cost efficiency. Of the 26 studies that looked at non-surgical care, 15 reported VA care was better than non-VA care, and 7 reported equal or mixed clinical quality outcomes. Of the 13 studies that looked at quality and safety in surgical care, 11 reported VA surgical care is comparable or better than non-VA care. VA is currently delivering more care to veterans than ever before in the nation's history. Among the veterans who receive the care from the VA, approximately 90% trust VA to deliver their care. I'm in that 90%. I get most of my care through the VA, and I've got nothing but good things to say about it.
Okay.
Yep. This year's systemic review included studies published between 2015 and 2021. This is the third systemic review of studies comparing VA care to non-VA care. the most recent of which was published in 2017. Each of these systemic reviews has come to the same overarching conclusion. On average, VA care is better than or comparable non-VA care in the domains of clinical quality and safety. This review was conducted by research at the VA Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System in California and the and UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. You can go to read the full articles in the Journal of General Internal Medicine and the Journal of the American College of Surgeons. So that's good.
Yeah.
Like I said, I get most of my care through the VA, and I got good things to say about it. And most of the veterans in this area, feel the same way. So,
yep. My son does too, and good work there.
Yep. This article will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Yeah, and where is that thing that Maynard always has?
He leaves it out, but I've got it memorized.
Oh, here it is.
I've been saying
you've got it memorized.
I've been saying it 52 times a year for the last 13 years, so I hope it's memorized.
Oh,
by
you've
now.
Been doing this Vets Info for 13 years, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. I didn't realize that.
Yep, so that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I do have to say, though, that this will be the last full week I'll be in the office. I'll be taking some vacation time June 1 through June 11th, and we'll be back on June 12th. But in the meantime, my neighboring colleagues have graciously said that I can put their phone number out if people need services right away. Chippewa County is 320-269-6419, or Swift County is 320-842-5271. But again, I'll be in the office all this week and then part of next week. But after that, I'm taking some much-needed R&R.
Yeah. Any plans?
Not really.
Not really. Just lay back.
Just
do some work around the house, I bet.
Yep, some yard work, some
nice.
Little honeydew jobs that I assign myself. And
all right. Hey, next Monday is Memorial Day.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, we'll be having a radio show for the Bellingham American Legion, and its auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion will be putting on a radio show. On Monday morning, hopefully it'll be played right after my show. And then, Dawson and Madison will be having their programs, and I'm sure Marietta and Nassau will be having theirs as well.
And so,
Appleton and
all the communities.
Everywhere.
Basically. Yep. All right.
Yep.
We'll have more specifics on that this week. So.
Yes.
All right, Josh, thanks for coming in again. Appreciate
Sounds good.
It.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lock Parle Veteran Service Officer, with another Vets Info on the air.